Thank you very much for taking some time to speak with us this morning.
You bet.
What do you want to see right now after having toured the plant? The plant, of course, does remain offline because of that leak in the tank. What do you want to see happen next?
Well, when we were there yesterday, the complete review of the tank had not yet been completed. They expect that to occur sometime today. They found one leak that could be responsible for the 80 gallons that leaked out of the tank. It's about the size of about a half inch long and the width of a fingernail in a weld, and they're replacing a couple of the nozzles, replacing the technology as well as the nozzles. We watched a video of the workers inside the tank at the time. That should be completed today, that review, and then the process of getting this fixed. We don't want any shortcuts. There's no question that the NRC will be looking over their shoulder, making sure that everything is absolutely safe before they can even get to a point of getting the plant online again. And so that review is going to take, a number of weeks before the whole process is complete. But the NRC, particularly with the presence of one of the five commissioners there yesterday, made it absolutely locked in that they'll not accept anything less than a full and complete repair before it can go back online.
Okay, I want to play you a little bit of sound from David Lochbaum. He's with the Union of Concerned Scientists. I spoke with him last month about the Palisades plant, and he expressed some skepticism about the Nuclear Regulatory Commission as a watchdog. Let's hear what he had to say.
Palisades has never, ever, for a minute, over the last three decades, met fire protection regulations. Those are the NRC's fire protection regulations. So the NRC's job is not to set the safety bar and then watch Palisades limbo beneath it. That's not the purpose of the safety bar.
Okay, that's David Lochbaum of the Union of Concerned Scientists. Congressman Fred Upton, why do you have confidence in the Nuclear Regulatory Commission as a watchdog?
Well, that's their responsibility. They've testified before our committee, all the commissioners. They have people on site 24/7. They added another 1,000 hours of review by folks for this year because of last year. They've assured me that they've got every tool in the toolbox to insist that we have the safety of not only this facility but the other 100 across the nation. And if it was otherwise, they'd certainly testify to such in an open forum that we've annually had before our committee.
This plant was renewed to continue operating 5 or 6 years ago. Since then, there have been a number of problems, including this leaking tank. Are there legitimate concerns about whether or not this plant is getting too old to continue operating safely?
Well, when the license was extended several years ago, there are a number of checklists that have to be met, approvals that have to be met all along that cycle. And the nuclear engineers at the NRC and the folks that are on site, as well as those in the regional offices, as well as in Washington, are going to make sure that there are no shortcuts on that checklist to make sure that it is a safe operation. They've got the wherewithal and the means certainly to insist that that happen. And we're going to make sure that there are no shortcuts.
Do people who live near the Palisades Nuclear Power Plant, South Haven, Covert, those cities, do they have any reason to be concerned about their safety?
The NRC, I mean, not only those people, but people all along the lakeshore have got to be assured that, in fact, that plant will not restart unless it's absolutely safe, not only for the folks in that community, but all along the lakeshore, and frankly, all within our state and throughout the Midwest. So I have no reason to think that there'll be any shortcuts taken, and that it will not restart until those assurances are, in fact, in place.
Okay, one more thing I want to ask you about, also related to a federal agency, the Environmental Protection Agency specifically. You weighed in yesterday on the question of the PCBs at the Allied Paper landfill. What are you hoping comes as a result of that in Kalamazoo?
Well, last week I helped write a strong letter signed by our two senators, Levin and Stabenow, to the EPA, really insisting that we get rid of all of this stuff and get it out of Kalamazoo. I've sat through a number of meetings over the years, and my staff has been involved in these meetings as well. This week, my staff is going to Chicago to sit down with city officials, as well as the Chicago Regional Office of EPA, to see exactly where we are in this process. EPA, of course, announced that they wanted to cap it versus get it out of here. I'm hoping that we can reverse that decision, and it's good to have both of our U.S. senators on board with that decision. And we'll keep people posted as this process moves forward. But there's no question that we've tried to help the city officials present a very strong case to EPA. And I'm hopeful that we can reverse the Chicago decision.
Congressman Fred Upton, thank you for your time this morning.
You bet.